This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have going on over there. All right. Hour number two starts out with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we get into the news that's brewing, we've got some news that is brewing here. You truckers that are out there on the road, Arkansas, the western part of Tennessee, the western part of Kentucky, we've got some bad weather in there. Kyle, tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. Right now in the Memphis area and stretching out from there, pretty much west and north and a little bit south as well, we've got a tornado watch in effect, and this is going to be for the following Tennessee counties: Benton, Crockett, Gibson, Henderson, Louderville, Shelby, Carroll, Dyer, Hardeman, Henry, Madison, Tipton, Chester, Fayette, also Haywood, Lake, Obion, and Wheatley. Now, this is going to go on to 7 a.m. Central Time there on March the 7th, which is here on Monday. So be careful, because there's wind advisory there as well, but also a tornado watch.
Yeah, and remember, you can't see the tornadoes at night. All you see is a bad thunderstorm coming at you, and all of a sudden, boom, there you are. So be careful. Now, that's for you guys and gals going up, let's see, 55, 57, I-40 from Little Rock East, and looks like I-64 East into Kentucky a little way, coming out of St. Louis, over east of St. Louis. Okay, back to the news. From Judicial Watch, they received 90 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services that show the State Department and Dr. Anthony Fauci's agency, the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, knew immediately, in January 20th, that China was withholding COVID data and that this was hindering risk assessment and response by public health officials. Never said a word. They never said a word.
You know, Captain, this isn't a negligence factor per se, but
it is negligence.
But it was done on purpose, basically. Yeah. They didn't want to get this information, and they certainly weren't going to put it into the mix for us.
And again, they got little Dr. Fauci, who's been very quiet lately, you notice?
Yeah, where has he been? I thought, Captain, honestly, that, you know, Dr. Fauci, once all this was, he was going to be shepherding us out of the COVID thing and come out and do all kinds of interviews saying, and you know, well, the mass mandates are going away. But no, not at all.
I'm not a gambler, but if I was going to gamble, I'd gamble money right now and tell you somebody told him to sit down and shut up. Because he was...
Well, right. I agree. Because obviously Dr. Fauci equals more restrictions. Every time you see him, he's going to be talking about, well, you can't get together and don't go there for Christmas and don't get together for Easter and
look,
this kind of stuff.
Look in the chat room.
Oh, wait a second. Let me see.
Look in the chat room.
There he is.
Yep, there he is.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep, little Dr. Fauci the duck.
That's right.
Now, we have got some just wild information here that you wouldn't believe this unless you heard it from us, because nobody's going to tell you this. Shell Oil has agreed to buy Russia's Urals oil, which is an oil field, which is dirty oil, at a record discount of $28.45 per barrel below whatever the price is right now, lower than the going rate for Brent crude. Now, do you think that's going to help, Kyle, with oil at $120 a barrel?
Well, perhaps not, but this oil may also be used for not refining to become gasoline, though, correct?
It's going to be used for things like 3-in-1 oil, lubricants. Let's see, what else do they use that for? Whatever they use to lubricate machinery and could possibly be the stuff they put in lawnmowers. You know, that kind of oil. But it won't be motor grade. It's not good enough to be put in engines and have anything good come out of it, so to speak. It's called dirty oil for a reason.
Right. And, you know, Captain, just as an aside here.
But it's an extremely high profit maker, I might add.
Yes, exactly. But just as an aside here, don't you think that, you know, the American people, for one thing, are going to start really looking at, very closely at the Democrat administration and the Democrat people in Congress, the Democrat Party elite, as it were? Why aren't they, you know, bringing in the notion of more drilling for the United States? Because we can be energy independent. We don't have to worry about
We should be right now. There shouldn't be any ifs, ands, or buts about it. Hold that thought. We're going to break, and we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, 877-969-8600. Meanwhile, here we go.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
Okay, we will do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, coming up in hour number 4 of today's program. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take. And I've taken it religiously for going on 7 years. I start my day with it, rain or shine. Every day I start with a packet of it. I keep it in my system because when my foot, my leg, my ankle flare up, guess what? That kicks in and starts to work. Now, I've had a lot of people make a lot of suggestions, and I appreciate the suggestions, but this stuff works, so I'm sticking to it, and that's all there is to it. Let's see, how's it go? Oh, yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Oh, well. So, the natural ingredients in this product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are drug-free. There are no drugs in this product. But the natural ingredients help with your body's response to inflammation, with your body's response to swelling and pain, because this stuff will go right straight to the source of where the pain is and take care of it for you. As a matter of fact, I had somebody that had a headache the other day, like a migraine headache, and they said, well, that stuff worked. I said, I don't know. Why don't you give it a try? I walked away, didn't give it another thought. I walked back. The guy said, thank you. It worked. Now, I don't know if that's supposed to or not, but I'm just telling you that's what happened with that product. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. And remember, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. And if it works, you go on automatic delivery. That's it. End of story. So there you go. Think about it. All you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And if it worked for me, I think it'll work for just about anybody because
my situation comes and goes, but it's still there. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, Kyle, federal requirements that travelers wear face masks on airplanes will be renewed if the unions have anything to say about it. Now, while many COVID-19 pandemic mask mandates around the country are coming down following the latest guidance issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, believe it or not, the airline stewardesses and stewards actually want to keep the face mask thing going.
Well, yes, and I seem to recall a report in the last couple of weeks or so that would say that, you know, get ready for these masks to be on airplanes literally for the foreseeable future, that they might never, ever go away. But I don't think, Captain, the traveling public is necessarily going to want to do that on airplanes. But I do have a question about this, and that is, yes, we see travelers on airplanes, and it's still mandated you have to wear a mask, but don't airplanes clean their air, you know?
It's the cleanest air you can find anywhere.
Right. So why especially on an airplane would you need to have to, in other words, to have a universal mask mandate? Now, there could be some people who want to wear a mask if they get on an airplane. They might have a medical issue.
That's up
you
to
know,
them.
We don't know. Yeah, exactly. So it should be perhaps a choice and not a universal mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's the way it should be for everybody. It should be a choice, but not a universal mandate.
Right.
Because the CDC says 90%, and this is them, not me, 90% of the people wearing a mask no longer need it.
Precisely. And so I think that as we're coming out of the pandemic, quote unquote, but you are going to still have people who are going to go to a restaurant, they'll put their mask on, or they're going to go to the movie, they're going to put their mask on, or go to the grocery store. But you know, more and more people are believing now that most everybody has somehow been vaccinated or got this somehow, and it's not the emergency that it was not all that long ago. It's changed.
Now, the Russian tanks and missiles that are currently besieging the Ukraine are also threatening the food supply and the livelihoods of people in Europe. I'll explain. Also, this goes along with Africa and Asia, who rely on the vast fertile fields where a lot of the wheat to make bread comes from.
Well, that's right, Captain. Russia and Ukraine, by the way, they provide about a third of all of the wheat exports.
Mm-hmm.
And because what's happened now, obviously these ports are, you know, coming to a halt here and so forth because of the war, you know, this is going to mean that you're going to see prices also skyrocket, no doubt about it. They've already have.
Now, guess who's at the forefront of helping to secure make sure that the food supply stays okay and the Ukrainian people get to leave that want to leave their areas so that Russia can go in and bomb the bejesus out of them? Guess who's in the middle of all that?
It'd be Putin himself, correct?
Yeah, because Putin is none other than Vladdy, because Vladdy, who the United States, by the way, is ostensibly at economic war with, and we are at economic war with Russia over their invasion of Ukraine based on everything we told the people in hour number one. And if we have to repeat it, we will here in just a minute. But about now, you're probably asking yourself how that makes any sense at all. But I promise you folks, it's going to get even worse.
Well, it is. Vladimir Putin is not doing well on various fronts, Captain. Number one, first and foremost, the Russian army is not making the progress he wanted to make in Ukraine at all on the timetable that he wanted. We see especially how they're changing some of their tactics. They're not trying to directly engage with forces, but they're you know, shelling them and this kind of thing, trying to soften it up, one might think. And of course, bringing in the Syrians. But also, Captain, he's being isolated further and further economically with just what we were talking about before with Amex and Visa and MasterCard and other companies. So Vladimir Putin's going to get more desperate more quickly, and I think that one of the first things we'll see is the cyber attacks, this kind of thing. He will lash out in some way like that.
When it comes to the finances, Visa and MasterCard have suspended all their operations with Russia, as has American Express, as has PayPal, and even Netflix and TikTok, of all things. TikTok is a Chinese company.
Well, right. And it's further isolating, and they're not going to be able to buy things on the international market or do their SWIFT, transactions and things like that. So, again, I think Vladimir Putin will get more and more isolated, and there'll be some kind of consequence of that from his perspective, because in other words, this is all coming down on top of him like a ton of bricks. The question is, how is he going to respond to that?
Speaking of a ton of bricks, after the news came out about John Durham and Michael Sussman indicting him, the attorneys for Michael Sussman have moved to strike the factual background in the Durham filing that's raised all the furor, claiming essentially the special counsel John Durham said too much and that the intent was to politicize this case, inflame media coverage, and taint the jury pool. But then Sussman's attorneys moved to dismiss the entire case against him, basically arguing he didn't say enough, that he didn't state a case for the charge, and that Durham didn't allege all the elements of the charge against him. But guess what, Kyle?
Mm-hmm. What?
In a response to the first motion, Durham declared that there was no basis to strike any part of his filing, noted that the factual background was central to proving Sussman's alleged criminal conduct. Durham also noted what some of the essential was to laying out the potential conflicts that were his point in his February 11th filing. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And here's the rest of it. The thing about making such a motion is it doesn't stand much of a chance. But unless it's granted, it only tends to increase the stories that get written on the matter and increases the media. So he's not sure whoever was wanting this to go away and thinking clearly. Now, the Durham response to the motion to dismiss has been filed. The false statement that Sussman is charged with making was that when he assembled all this information and conveyed it to the FBI, he allegedly falsely said he was not providing the information to the FBI on behalf of any clients, which was not true because he was doing it on behalf of Tech Exec One and the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Yes, and this is why you're seeing that kind of maneuver by Sussman's attorneys, I believe, because it's
they're going to lose
way too close. Yeah,
and this is coming down to the fact where right now there's a lot of people betting that Durham has got more people waiting in the wings to be indicted.
Yes, very much so.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. By the way, when we come back, folks, does anybody other than me remember the Clinton Global Initiative? Well, wait till you hear what I have to tell you about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wants a no-fly zone implemented over his country. He made that plea, among others, in a video call with some members of Congress on Saturday. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin was on that call. The Democrat on NBC's Meet the Press says it was surreal.
To have a person there in the front, on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday of congestive heart failure at age 88. He was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. All the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, that's it. Mark Walters, of course, had the big old monster show last night all around the country on many of these same radio stations. And check it out, armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. And today's the day that I get to talk to Dawn in the office and have a little chat with her, see how things are going. Now, they have on their homepage, MyPillow.com, they have a link for the Radio Listener Specials page. And what you need to do is you need to go to the Radio Listener Specials page and take a look at all the things they've got there. There'll be about 150 items. Some of them will be marked off 50%, some 67, some 75. There's some buy one, get ones there. And, of course, then they've got some just insanely low prices and some other stuff there. But in order to do it, you got to go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, and click on or use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code will be CAPTAIN. Now, don't forget, you can also call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Go over there and save yourself a bunch of money on some products that you probably need to have anyway. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller on the line, I want to talk about what we were teasing here, and then we're also going to talk about the truckers' convoy
over the weekend. But Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, oh, hey, everybody, how you doing? It sounds like Willie. Bill Clinton says that they are restarting the Clinton Global Initiative again because of the kind of cooperation and coordination it created is now urgently needed with the pandemic and the Russian war on the Ukraine. This is being reported by the Associated Press. How's that sound so far?
Well, yeah, very interesting. Back in 2016, they actually ended the Clinton Global Initiative back when Hillary wanted to run for president, as I recall.
Now, with what's happening in the Ukraine, there's a ton of money flying back and forth, including billions of dollars that governments and companies are putting out there. And there has to be, it's like ringing the dinner bell to folks like the Clintons, don't you think?
Well, sure.
Because given their prior connections to the Ukraine, and they got lots, they want to get involved in some of this, I'll call it easy money.
Well, sure. Yes. Well, you know, part of what they want to do is just start to capitalize up on these global events, and you know, I guess it's just another way for them to get their hands on more stuff.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines, and then when we come back from our caller, we're going to talk about the People's Convoy over the weekend up there in Hagerstown, Maryland. They took a little drive around the Beltway. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, West Coast. Yes. You know, Captain, America should understand that McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi is fully operational in Russia. So I wanted to say that first. Now, when I observed the fighting between Russia and Ukraine, the Ukrainians, volunteer fighters, do not have gas masks with them in case of a chemical gas fallout. Trained properly. They should have access to grenades and long-range battlefield sniper rifles that censor the long-range night vision, goggles, compass. I have not seen a trained volunteer, you know, manning a 1,000-round belt 50 caliber.
Nope.
The Ukrainians need combinations and choices of weapons to fight the Soviet guerrilla warfare if needed. They should all be wearing camouflage uniforms that matches the same color the Ukrainians have. Now, what about the quiet assassin's weapons, like the 10-point Vapor RS-470 Zero crossbow and the Raven R-29X Predator Dust Camo is a battlefield silence killer.
Mm-hmm.
Civilian fighters need access to multiple weapons adapting to battlefield warfare. Now, if I was there fighting with a group, I would want combinations of weapons, not just an AK-47. Combination weapons help you to adapt to what is used for close-quarter fighting or long-range fighting. Thanks, Captain.
Okay, well, yesterday, Kyle, you know what I saw being thrown from one side of the border to the other side?
What was that?
Shotguns.
Oh, very well. Yes, mm-hmm. And
shotguns.
More than that, too, yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw a bunch of shotguns coming across the border from one side to the other when the people were going over into, I think they were going into Poland and going the other way. They were actually throwing shotguns and throwing them in a bin or something and getting ready to take them somewhere, wherever the somewhere was. Okay, we got it going here today, folks. We got it going. Let me see here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? We got it going. Let me see if I can find it here. Maybe I can't find it here. Nope. Well, I can't. It's not easy for me to find. But I was going to play a little Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking, so you can just hum it while I'm doing this. but anyway, the People's Convoy, which of course was a large caravan of vehicles that was led by a bunch of trucks, moved Sunday around the Beltway. They did two laps in a protest over the continuation of the Biden administration's COVID emergency powers. Now, the drivers drove the minimum speed limit in the lanes that they were allowed to go in, and they departed from the Hagerstown Speedway in Western Maryland, where it spent the last couple of days there over the weekend. The convoy traveled at the minimum permitted speed, returning back to Hagerstown after they got done. And, of course, the process is going to continue. That's going to be where they're going to run out of. Now, the truckers, who are people who actually deliver our food and consumable goods to stores, have been pummeled not only by the politicization of the COVID, but also by leftist federal policies that punish them via taxation, operational fees, insurance, and simply doing their jobs, and, of course, the limited hours of service and time you have to take off. Now, the trucking industry and how it's being bled to death by our government is but a symptom of how the American government is abusing the people. Tax reform, and by that I mean scrapping the income tax completely and morphing it to some kind of flat tax or a singular consumption tax that would require a supermajority in Congress to change the rates, has zero carve-outs for anyone or any entity. It's now necessary for this country. And I think everybody out there would pay a flat tax, whatever it might happen to be, use your deductions so you'd pay less your deductions or whatever. And some people, of course, wouldn't pay any because their incomes aren't high enough to get involved. But it's an idea whose time has come.
Well, certainly the ability, Captain, to levy taxes is where so much of the federal government power lies. But we keep hearing how they're going to reform this, reform that, but it seems like the Americans really do want a simplified solution that is truly fair in that sense, and that's what you're describing.
And I don't mind keeping receipts, because I do. I don't mind keeping receipts. That's something that is not that difficult to do. Some people maybe, they go, I don't have time, I don't want to, they're just lazy.
Well, this day and age, too, obviously, right now it's tax time, and so everybody is starting to really be hyper aware of what it means to have to file your taxes each time.
And if you have a tax preparer and they have a computer, like you have a computer, it can be done in minutes.
That's right. That's right. And obviously, you know, when you have, we're working with CPAs or so forth, there's so much to know, and there's so many different things that they have to put into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm talking about, you know, the simplification. I think a lot of people would wonder. And we've heard about the flat tax for years and years and years, and eventually it may start getting more steam.
Now, the Democrats have the wrong Joe for president. I'll say why in a minute. If we had to have a Democrat to the highest office in the land named Joe, why couldn't it have been Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia? And here's why. He at least thinks that putting the interests of America first is a great idea. There's a bunch of things that I wouldn't agree with him on, but he's certainly light years ahead of Joe Biden. And by the way, yesterday on Meet the Press, Manchin was there with Chuck Todd, and Chuck Todd had to agree with him about what he was saying about Joe Biden and the things that Biden had done and the Biden administration, and the whole thing just made perfect sense.
Well, yeah, but it used to be, Captain, that, you know, obviously we don't agree on everything with every politician or person on either side of the aisle, but everybody had a kind of a general thrust of what, you know, doing good things for America, coming together with some kind of consensus. But nowadays, that's all gone by the by, unfortunately.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Monday morning, and guess what? It's a balmy 69 degrees right here in Tampa.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
yeah! The Blues Brother from the movie there, Kyle. I'm telling you what, Dan Aykroyd is so funny watching him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he just was amazing.
He was going nuts. He was going nuts.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And Belushi, of course, was the other singer, John Belushi, no longer with us. All righty. Well, take us away there, Kyle. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, so we do have some winter weather advisories to tell you about tonight. This is going to be up in northern Montana, up near Shelby. It's going to come down through Great Falls, Montana, through Helena, also Bozeman as well, and also near Missoula. You definitely got a winter storm watch going on there. We've also got winter weather advisory. This is going to be south of Walla Walla, a little bit north of Baker City in Oregon, stretching over towards Fossil as well tonight. Also, we've got the freeze warning. This is happening in the California Central Valley. If you're traveling up Highway 99 between Bakersfield and Merced, you've got this freeze warning. And then also, if you're traveling up Interstate 5 in that area as well, and this is going to be south of Sacramento, but north of San Francisco, we've also got another freeze warning happening. This is going to be in the Ukiah and the Willits area as well tonight. Also, if you're coming across I-70 coming out of Denver, coming west out of Denver, you've got a winter weather advisory there. And last hour, Captain, we could see some snow, a little bit here and there, in coming across I-70, but mostly at the border of Utah and Colorado coming around, coming down I-70. So be careful out there.
Well, if you want to see snow, folks, come on over towards the southeastern corner of Nebraska or the lower part of Iowa up towards the Quad Cities and the southern part of Wisconsin over towards Milwaukee and over into Chicago along I-80, because you got some snow right there all the way across, as well as over towards Springfield in Missouri or in in Missouri, come to think of it. There you go. There is some snow north and west of Springfield, Missouri. And we got a little bit of snow, it looks like, around Kansas City right now, possibly to the north of there, too, going up 29. Now, we do have in the central part of the lower peninsula in Michigan some snow there. Be advised of that. Just a general snow, a couple inches or thereabouts, enough to make your driving a little challenging tonight if you're empty. Now, if you're coming across I-40, I-64, maybe you're up on I-70, you're going to have some rain in Indiana, rain in Ohio, Cincinnati, you're getting rain there. You're getting rain in the central and northern part of Kentucky. And here's the deal. We have a severe storm warning and tornado watch until 7 o'clock in the morning for the western part of Kentucky, the western part of Tennessee, to include Memphis, over towards just east of Little Rock, and then on down the Mississippi River Valley, right there on the west side of Arkansas, all the way down to the Louisiana line. So be advised, that's where the severe weather could be tonight. Tornado watches until 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, you take a look at what's going on up in the upstate New York area, north of Lake Champlain, and the northern part of Vermont. You've got some fog, but there could be some freezing drizzle mixed in there right now. It's that kind of a night. And then you've got some drizzle and rain mixed in from Ripley right along I-90 over to Buffalo, over to Syracuse, and then up I-81 all the way to the St. Lawrence River. So be advised of that. And one last little thing here in the weather. You've got some windy conditions along Jersey, the coast down to Cape May, all the way down there to the Chesapeake Bay. And then it skips on up to just along the coastline of Maine, where from Nova Scotia on down to the Maine on Massachusetts line, you're going to have a offshore gale warning. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And right now we are going to jump gears and switch gears and all that good stuff and go on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is the ceasefire still holding in the Ukraine?
I do not know. It does not appear so. but I haven't seen anything official yet.
I haven't either, but I did see somebody say that there was more bombing. So I don't know, and I didn't see where it was, and I have yet to see anything else about it. But about 2 o'clock this morning, it was supposed to go into effect and allow the people to move out of the areas they were in and get out of Dodge, so to speak. I'm hoping that they're able to do that because these people are down to where they don't have any food, they don't have any water, the electricity's been turned off. And by the way, how are those electric drones going to work now if they don't have electricity?
Well, they're battery operated.
Okay, because they used electric drones, we found out, that were developed right there in the Ukraine, and that's been helping them out greatly in their battle against the Russians.
In some cases, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was quite a story about it last night on Military News, and they expounded on it a couple of other places. But I'm hearing, and we'll get into this on the other side of the break, I'm hearing that the casualty count for Russia is just off the charts here because Russia's saying, no, that the numbers aren't right, but the people that are involved on the battlefield are saying, yeah, it is right.
Yeah, I mean, Russia's never going to tell the truth. I mean, they don't tell the truth to each other. So with their report and what, you know, other organizations report is vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
But we should not necessarily relish in the death of anybody in all of this. But I would much rather relish in the notion that the Ukrainians are able to take down their aircraft. That would be good. I'm stunned that there's not the Iron Dome or some kind of Patriot battery system, you know, from a missile defense system in Ukraine. I can't even believe it.
Well, we're going to get into some stats with the numbers that the Ukrainian Defense Council has provided us, and here comes the music, so hang on. But when we come back in this next segment, when we lead off, top of the hour with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, we will tell you what we're hearing in terms of what the Russians have lost in terms of equipment. And then we'll also mention what the Ukrainians are saying is the extremely high mortality rate, higher than what I would think it would be. But then again, it might be because they got a bunch of conscript draftees in the mix. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.